everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Abundant Power Hour with myself, Anna, and of course, my co-host, Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Anna.
We're just talking about all the good things that are happening now, presently.
Yes.
So,
now.
So today you were saying you manifested a $5,000 course.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is fantastic, and
mm-hmm.
so
without
so,
asking, yeah,
without
yes.
asking, there
it
is. What else? Yeah, don't want to turn that down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! So yeah, what an interesting day it's been fun. You and I were talking earlier. My friend Joe drove down here a couple of days ago just to get out of the city and come hang out in the country. And we ended up on the coast yesterday. The beach has opened up down here. So we got some food and went down to the pier that's off of one of the beaches down here. And it's like the wildlife are missing the humans. They were everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
They didn't let you get so close.
They did. They were just sitting there.
That
and they literally.
Amazing.
That blue heron was walking right behind us. It was so neat. And I mean, I was right there and I stood up and I actually walked over. I did videos. I took a bunch of pictures and he turned around and posed for me. I mean, it was,
right.
It was so interesting. All the birds, and they were just coming up and checking out, seeing what we were doing there. You know, everybody was there. It wasn't hugely crowded, which was nice. And people on the pier were very much social distancing. And it was actually a pretty wide pier. I think it was about probably 5-6 feet wide. So It was enough for people to get by and not have to be up all on each other. But these birds were on the pier and they were walking around. So it was a really cool thing. And then that was fun. Met a lot of new puppies and talked to people from a distance, and that was nice. But today was really cool, and I really want to say this, and I told my kids I would do this because today was just, you know, we were getting busy washing the sand and stuff off the cars. Ended up washing my car, my truck, and JoJo's car, and then my son all of a sudden blew up my phone, and he and I texted probably close to an hour, and it was so neat for him. And he was asking me about the radio show. He was asking me about podcasting. So hopefully they've clicked the link and they're listening. If not, I told them they could listen to the replay. So this is a shout out to Jaden and Lily. I love you guys so much. And I look forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks in Atlanta, GA. And I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because I told them I'd do a shout out to them.
Yes, so. Shout out to you. I hear so many good things about both of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys met Miss Anita when you were little. You probably don't remember.
Right.
But, she's definitely
right.
met you. So it was really nice to, and I actually texted him for a little while, and then he called me. Of course, he had a question about the Xbox, because I have the account for the Xbox, and I actually had to change the password over the weekend so I could actually watch something on Netflix. It's confusing. Like, to get into anything to watch, I have to go through my Xbox. So, well, it's their Xbox, but I changed the password, and they were gone, and they came back yesterday, and he's like, I can't get into my Xbox. He's like, oh, so I have to give you the new password. So it was fun. At the same time, we talked about a few things that came up for him. And, you know, just trying to help him understand that, you know, sometimes adults do silly things and it's okay. But have a conversation. I said, you know, you need to sit down and talk to your mother. Like, you need to tell her how you're feeling, you know. And then, of course, I can understand how you're feeling. So anyway, so it was a really good conversation and I really enjoyed it. And I'm now feeling they're older stage, which you and everybody else had been saying to me, you know, they're going to get older. They're going to be able to make their own decisions. They'll call you, you'll call them and that kind of thing. So I'm realizing that now. And if for him to call me, you know, even if it's just for the Xbox, I get really excited because he's a teenager and most teenagers don't call their parents, you know?
So my granddaughter called me for Zoom because she had to use Zoom. on in the school, you know, since they weren't in school. So she called me and asked me questions. So, yeah, that does make you feel good.
It does make you feel good when they call. And I even told them that. I said, if you guys want to do a call with Lil, I can FaceTime her because she does everything through an iPad. And so I've done face-to-face calls with her, but Jaden's on an Android. So I don't know how that works. If I think you have to download the app on the phone, my guess is that. So
you could also do Messenger.
But he's not on.
You know, or you
this
could,
guy, he does not like, he doesn't want to be on social media. He doesn't really like his phone all that much. He's not an electronic, he has a computer for school and that's it, but he's not that guy, you know? So I thought the same thing
about
Messenger.
Zoom?
Well, I'm thinking if I set up a link and sent it to them that they would be able to click on it. And as long as he doesn't have to download anything, I mean, that he would eventually do it, but it might take a minute. Like I couldn't say, hey, you know, Zoom with me at 8:00 tonight. I don't know if that would, you know, it may work.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you probably have to do it ahead of time.
So that was an interesting, you know, about an hour with him. And then, of course, we took off and like I said, we donned our masks and went to the markets and we found a bakery and drove around downtown. Like the only thing I can equate it to is when you're in the heart of Buckhead back there where those, you know, those really big, nice houses are back in Buckhead in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
There's a little area down here we stumbled across when we went to the market, and we were driving back there looking at the houses and just, again, beautiful houses with big wraparound porches. I'm like, that's it. You know, so I'm still ramping up my manifestations and ramping
that's
up what it
right.
is that I want. So, yeah, so that was really cool. And then here's another odd thing. I got a call from this woman named Jill, and she listened to a podcast from 6 years ago. And with my cousin Elisa and we were talking about Lois Grant. Now, I don't know if you know that Elisa and Liz do a show on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, of course, at 8:30. And their show is called The Lois Effect, and it's Love Originates in Self. And Liz channels Lois Grant, which did you know who Lois Grant was here on the planet?
I think Liz mentioned it in one of our meetings.
Okay.
But no,
well, she was
I did
a,
not.
She actually was an architect by, you know, that's what she did. Her and her husband, they were architects. And she had really terrible arthritis. And she healed herself based on sound therapy and energy modalities. And so she wrote a book. And this book, you know, people, like Jill had said, I'm reading her book right now. And somehow she resonated with Lois's message. And so she was searching for her. And searching for her, she came across the podcast, listened to the podcast, found I think there's contact information, which is actually a Google number that goes to my phone. Mm-hmm. So she rang my phone and I just felt like I needed to answer it. I answered it. And we had this another hour conversation about energy and Lois, because I did a class with Lois and I knew Lois. I did sound therapy with her. So we talked about all of this stuff. And to me, I just love how no matter when we have these conversations, they still resonate with people. Like they still like this podcast, you and I are doing this podcast now, but you know, in 2 years from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now, someone would go, you know, I was listening to this podcast that you were doing and I had some aha moments. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, that's what I'd love for people to resonate with, is that we have this out there and most of our podcasts are really conversational, and whether you call in to talk with us, hang out with us, you're just listening in, my hope is that your vibration, your frequency will elevate and you will be in a I don't know if you want to say better mood or experience a shift in consciousness or, you know, all of those things, but we stay in a vibration.
Well, I would just say more from how you've been working with us, I would call it now. yes, it's a higher vibration, but to me, you're more relaxed. You know, things don't bother you anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that is true of a high vibration. Mm-hmm. It's not like you still don't feel feelings, but it's not like they're real dramatic or so devastating anymore. You know, you feel right. them, but then you go, okay, there's that, yeah. you yeah. know, okay.
Feeling okay. through it.
All right.
Feeling through it,
right.
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then yeah. the other thing, like I told you, I noticed with us letting go or releasing things that you're getting us to release, like past, subconscious stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'm just receiving and manifesting like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that all goes with, like you say, just being in that high vibration, that state of calmness, that state of joy where you're just like, you know, you're really learning the lesson from everything and you're seeing the lesson in everything, I guess. And, you know, like this pandemic and but you're not looking at it in a way that it's devastating is the best way I can speak it. You know, you might be able to say it better.
Well, your perspective is different. So you're not coming from a place of fear and lack and I can't wait to get things back to normal. It's actually an
yeah.
exciting time for you know, all of us,
exactly.
those that are listening in, it's an exciting time because it's transformation. And that's exactly what we're all moving into is something, when you allow it, to move yourself into a new identity. And that is the key that I keep latching onto. It's you are becoming someone new. You're becoming someone different. And I was listening to a couple of people this morning. And one was Dolores Cannon, which are you familiar with? Have we talked about Dolores Cannon?
Oh, yeah, I love Dolores.
Okay,
I've
yeah.
referred her to a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, Dolores Cannon.
Referred her
no longer,
YouTube.
Her YouTube videos,
yeah.
right. Her,
right.
Her message from 8 years ago, so this is 2012, that I was listening to this morning, early this morning, and she's talking about, you know, in 2012, for those that are, you know, I feel like I'm only a dozen years into being aware of energy. So I feel like I'm new to this process and it's an exciting process. It's an exciting way of living your life. And so 2012, there was a huge shift. The earth sped up. So energetically, we are shifting into a new place, a new space. And what Dolores was saying, and this was again in 2012, she said, what's happening is that instead we had a choice. There was a point where we had a choice where we were either going to start over or we were going to move forward. And now
mm-hmm.
the decision has been made that we're actually going to, there are two earths that are going to be happening. There's going to be vibrationally
right.
two different places. And one of them is where all the lack and the scarcity and everything else are going to be hanging out. And the rest is going to be where everybody else has become this new identity. They have transformed into something. They've transformed into light. They've transformed into being lighter
mm-hmm.
beings. Still physical, but yet lighter and airier and just more open to just acknowledging the abundance and receiving all that is here. And so we can feel that, and there had to be some big thing that triggers this, the bigness of it all. And Dolores was saying our job as light workers, you know, people, she said, people that were sort of medium and kind of were aware of this, you know, they're going to be okay. It's not our job to really,
mm-hmm.
you know, yes, they need a hand holding, bring them up. Sure. You know, and then there are people out there who are kind of lost and they're pinging around. And those are the people that we want to connect with and be able to allow them to shift their energy. And I say that we don't do the work,
mm-hmm.
but we are here to hold space, and we are here to be catalysts for that change, catalysts for transformational
mm-hmm.
change. So those that are of the light are here to say, just it's follow your heart, really. Follow your heart to where you want to go. And when you follow your heart, then everything else just falls away, and you're moving into this space of a new you and a new identity and a new, and I believe a lot of people who, like this woman, Jill, that called today, how she was, you know, and I asked her, I said, well, what is it that you're looking to do? And she said, well, I, you know, she's like, you know, my mom, and her, I guess her mom is also, you know, they read a lot of books and they do all this stuff. And she was looking for someone to do sound therapy. And I said, okay. And then I told her a little bit about the MAP process and to definitely check that out. Check out ISTA, International Sound Therapy Association, for anybody who's interested. It's a great group of people. And she lives in Georgia. I think she's in Hall County, so she's close to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so she is, you know, I don't want to label it as seeking, but it's just being very open to acknowledging where you are on your path and what you're willing to receive. And so one of the things that I explained to her, I said, well, think about all these modalities, which are great, and how many of them hold, or do they kind of hold for a little while and then they fade away, and you think about, and then you've got to get this again. I mean, a lot of them feel good, like massage and Reiki, you know, acupuncture. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the way they feel. And at the same time, wouldn't you love to get a process and have it actually hold? Well, a lot of that, it holds when you release the blocks and the resistance, and that has to be a repeated thing. So that's a huge, like this little piece that we're doing, MAP is doing, it just really allows you to shift and to move into that space of knowing and allowing, and your new, I keep saying your new identity, because you're holding that vibration of feeling good and knowing that everything that you have in your imagination and your vision is coming into fruition. And it's happening, and get excited about it, because that's what's happening right now. And when you can step into that, you know, we say the future identity, if you can step into that identity now, then now your superconscious mind has to speed up and has to deliver. Oh, here, right. You're already feeling that. So there's a little, there's a nuance to it. And it really is walking around in a different headspace. Walking around in a different place of being.
Well, and I think you said, too, new perspective. It's not just a new identity. You've got a new perspective, too, which would relate to your identity. But, you know, like you say, you just don't look at things the same.
And it's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting when you look at something and you go, wow. Like you said, you're just manifesting right now. And the reason you're manifesting is because you're open and you're allowing, and you're already vibrating at a higher frequency. And that's the key.
And you helped me release things I didn't need that weren't serving me. So it leaves room for things that serve me is how I feel.
And you have to be open to understanding that whatever has happened in your life, and how can I say this? This is something that I'm really looking at, and it's when your energy, it remembers, your brain, your the essence of who you are, and the unconscious mind remembers high intense emotions and things like trauma and shock, but it also remembers high celebratory occasions, really extreme happy times. It all creates intense memories that are stored in your unconscious mind. So your unconscious mind kind of plays this little game with you to keep you safe, but it doesn't use the logic of the conscious mind to do that. So sometimes those things are very contradictory, and we react to something versus saying, why am I not feeling good about this? Or why am I reacting to this right now? Let me take a look and see if there's a program within me or something within me that I need to let go of. And yes, you're right. As we let go of all of these memories that are dormant within us or that are moving in we just want to up and out, up and out, up and out. Once we get these things out, then we replace it with good memories and happy memories and things that are positive and can reinforce. It reinforces just the positive behavior.
I can give you a recent example. if you want one.
Sure.
You know, I'm doing 18 readings for, you know, free reading for some people that going through a soul cleanse program. And so I had my first two, I guess it was Saturday. Yeah, no, Sunday. I think it was Sunday I had my first two. And so the first one was great. The second one I get on there, and it's a no-show. Okay. So in the past, you know, I might have said, oh, great, that's not very nice. You know, I didn't even look at it that way. I emailed the person, and I said, you know what, I hope you're okay. I said, you know, we had, because I knew they wanted to do it. So, you know, I looked at it so differently. And I said, you know, I hope you're okay. You know, I'm sorry you missed your session, and I wish you luck on your journey. And then I said, many blessings. Well, when the person realized it, you know, she emailed me back, and she was so apologetic and, you know, explained to me what was going on. And I thought, you know, if I had used anger and ego, you know, in my response to a person who's having a struggle, that's not good.
That's reacting.
And to me, that's a perfect example of, you know, I didn't assume anything. I just said, I hope you're okay.
And that so, is, you know, and how many times, I love it because you are saying, this could be, you know, not something, you know, that's the thing we look at. Sometimes people don't show up or they do things that they're not supposed to do or they don't follow through. And then you have to, you, instead of reacting to that, you're like, you can say, well, maybe something, you know, something happened and they had to handle something, or, you know, somebody has 15 items in a 10 item or more a line in the grocery store, you know, back in the day when you could actually be up on somebody like that. But at the same time, you know, it happens. And so maybe there's an emergency, or maybe they're not even really thinking because there's something going on. There's always that interactive side. Like you said, instead of approaching it like, how dare you miss it and blah, 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 you're not going to get it. You know, you turned it around. And I think that's so very different, because a lot of times people just assume that you're
a lot of the work you're doing with me is what I'm saying. Because
I appreciate
it did shift my perspective.
Yeah. And being so rigid with, you know, it has to be this way. And it's nice that you followed through and you said, I hope you're okay. Because sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes things happen and you don't know. And so instead of, you know, because most of the time I would say people make up these things in their head. Oh, they're not following through, or they're not doing something because, you know, it's always something against you, or you just, you know, how rude it was of you to ignore this or whatever. And if you interact with them and actually have a conversation instead of reacting, then you might find out the reason why things happen the way they happen. So we do have some callers, and we do have someone in chat. I want to recognize Bliss Advancement in chat. A shout out to you and those that are listening in. We appreciate you. If you would like a message pulled for you, you can hit 1 on the phone. We'll get you on the air, and Anita will pull a message for you. She's got several lovely decks of cards, and we're going to get one for the group, so hang in there. I'm sure we're going to get something really good pertaining to what's happening. Have any you can also join the conversation and chat about inspirational things or ways of being or how we're shifting. And the way my take is this: most of us, you know, if you're loving the woo-woo stuff, which, you know, we do, and sometimes we have to mainstream it, right? So, but what we're talking about now is, you know, this 3D world is full of, you know, we might look at it and go, oh, it's so chaotic and it's so, you know, this and it's so that, but we're looking at it, we're so excited because it's shifting, and we know the world is shifting, and we know things are changing, and we know that it's transforming. And that's a really cool thing. And I feel like that most of us, especially if you're listening in on the show right now, vibrationally, we're playing on the 4D bridge, heading to the 5D. And for all of us, we're reaching our hands out to those in 3D that are like, come on, you know, come on over to the 5D. Let's do this. Let's shift our world into a place of kindness, compassion, and love and joy and unconditional love. There was a woman, I posted her video in a couple of groups this morning, Roberta, and I don't know her last name, but she lived most of her life as a Christian, and then she started to question the validity of certain things in Christianity. My gosh, I was loving her conversation because she said,
right,
if you just read the gospel, the four, like, what is it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, mm-hmm. yeah, so if you mm-hmm. just read those and really read them and really focus on them and really pay attention to them, then you will notice that Jesus was just saying love and forgive. Those are the two main things in the world. Didn't say anything about worship me. Didn't say anything about setting him up
punishment.
To be the end all and be all. Yeah, punishment, because God is not mm-hmm. a God. God doesn't.
Punisher.
God's an energy, is not a. Mm-hmm. To, and actually, she said, and these are Roberta's words, and said, and actually, most Christians are not living up to what truly Jesus Christ was representing, and that to me is a sad thing, because if you label yourself that mm-hmm. I don't do labels, so I am just who I am. I think if you wanted to label me spiritual, I'm spiritual. My religion is between me and this higher power that I'm connected to. That's it. And that's mm-hmm. I used to say I'm not religious. I am extremely religious, but that religion is mine. The religion is mine by mm-hmm. myself, my religion. So, and I don't impose mm-hmm. that on anybody. I have a perspective, and I love it if you'd come on, you know, and Anita's here, and we talk about our perspectives, because that's where we're coming from. That's the only mm-hmm. place that we can come from, because it's the only example that we have in this world. So
right.
I am just excited about being able to say I'm interested in the perspective of not only myself, but other people. And I've had people reach their hand out to me, and I've grabbed their hand, and I've followed them, or they showed me certain things, and I took what I liked and I left the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing the same thing. Come on with me, and I will show you
right.
what I've learned and share my perspective. You take what you like and you mm-hmm. leave the rest. I'm not asking you to follow me. I'm not asking you
right.
you know, do everything that I do. Not at all, because it's going to be different. It's mm-hmm. going to be unique for you. And that's what I want most of us yep. to understand, is that we're all unique and we're all powerful and we're all amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today somebody said, give me a good I am. I said, I am walking brilliance. You know, say that to yourself. I am walking brilliance.
Okay. Yep.
Just who you are right. in this physical mm-hmm. body, you're walking brilliance.
I am receiving miracles.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am. I am a miracle. I am a miracle. I mean, I am abundant. I am powerful.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm powerful. I'm empowered. So the I am statements are so strong. Definitely,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've got this little notebook, and I just, every time I pick up a word, a nice adjective, I'm like, oh, I am, you know, I am freedom. I am bliss. I am whole. I am bold. I am, you know, so you
mm-hmm.
just, all those I am words. And so
mm-hmm.
those small statements are so powerful. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, yeah. And it's like all I can say is keeping your space, wherever your heart and your head are, in a space of being open to receive. Not tunnel vision
mm-hmm.
and expectation. A lot of people say it. This is the only way I know to either what. Right now, people are a little bit in fear of, and I'm going to use that word right now. I usually don't use that four-letter word. And
mm-hmm.
people are in that of, you know, their jobs, their finances, all of those things. And what I'm saying is, this is a new way of teaching and showing all of us that we need to take the blinders off. And be open to what's in our
mm-hmm.
peripheral, and be open to
mm-hmm.
how the universe is going to hold us, is going to care for us, is going to show us the abundance. And it may come in different ways. It may come, you know, it may come by way of something that you haven't even thought of, a possibility.
Well,
if just open yourself up to it.
I am receiving abundance in expected and unexpected ways.
Yes.
That says what you just said.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. So it could be simply
unexpected.
Unexpected, right.
I told you one of my teachers, the one that's gifting me the class, she had been, you know, in a real bad state, real bad divorce, and she wanted to go to this retreat in Sedona, Angel mm-hmm. Valley, I think it's called. And she just said, okay, God, you know, team, angels, you know, I want to go to this. I have no way to go there right now, but I'm expecting you to bring me the funds if you think I should go.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a insurance refund that she'd never gotten before for the exact amount of the retreat.
Yes.
So there's a perfect example.
Open to receive. Mm-hmm. You just, your human self, sometimes, you know, we've, with the unconscious mind, we have allowed ourselves this amnesia, this way of being in life, so that we are run, 95% of us are run on our unconscious mind. The other 5% is our conscious mind. And unconsciously, we go through this world. And how interesting is that? Because most of us are like, wake up, you know, it's time to wake up. So that's mm-hmm. the opening of it is saying, you know, things are going to be different. Allow the different. Allow the shift.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a program of how things looked for you in the past. And instead of being in fear, and there's that word again, and not a good place of you don't know what the next step is.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited
I
about
just
that.
I'd say
next
be
step.
Open for a miracle. Be
yes.
open for something better.
But and sometimes when people say that or they see it though, they get this
mm-hmm.
like they some people just need to know. And working on letting that go, and that's why a lot of people now you'll see a lot of stuff, you know, meditate. And, you know, you need to quiet your mind. You need to do that. Just a few or listen to music, dance. But get yourself in this vibrational state of knowing that possibility is out there. You don't have to know what it is. Just know that possibility is out there. And there's
right.
a key to that.
Exactly.
And there's doing like I'm doing, you know, we're in our little mastermind room. I've showed you guys. I'm printing out photographs
mm-hmm.
and I'm setting
mm-hmm.
intention and I'm energizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a this gemstone, the moldavite gemstone, which I don't actually have, but I printed out a picture because it speaks to me as
mm-hmm.
a stone of abundance. And so I've got a picture
mm-hmm.
of that. I've got the picture of the front door of my home that I'm manifesting. I got a picture of my kids. Hello, kids, if you're still listening. I love the fact that my son was interested in knowing if I was podcasting. So, Jaden, if you're listening, I love
mm-hmm.
you. Anyway, so not sure when he's going to listen. Yeah, so I have a picture of me with my kids, you know, and it's like, and then I've got these beautiful just words, you know, we were talking about, you know, when we did this, our little thing, when picking a word and everybody sending that person that whatever that word is. So, you know, the other night we were asking for balance. We were asking for joy. We were asking for abundance. We were asking for prosperity. All of these
mm-hmm.
things that we were gifting each other with. And in order to gift someone with balance, joy, abundance, and prosperity, guess what? You have to receive that first. And so we were opening ourselves up to receiving balance, joy, abundance, and prosperity in order to gift that to someone. And so I think that's a cool thing. And the giving, we were allowed to open ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting is that? I thought,
mm-hmm.
wow, we're all open to it. We're not afraid of it. It's there. It's energy. We're sharing that. That's powerful. That's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. Anyway, so yeah, so okay, so no one's raising their hand.
No,
I guess we'll draw
for a reading, huh?
No, we'll draw a card for the group and see what comes up as you're doing the cards. I think that's amazing.
Well,
it's just been a really, really beautiful, beautiful day. I'm appreciating and gratitude. So right now, everybody, just in your mind, just you know, what do you appreciate about the day? What are you grateful for? And just think about that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in that feeling. Just be in that feeling for a while.
Right.
Anyway, so what were you saying, Anita?
No, I had pulled a card, and it was ask and receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of
what we're talking about. Yeah.
You know, like you said, when we're putting the energy toward each other, you know, we're asking for energy for something,
mm-hmm.
like you said, abundance, prosperity, you know, balance, whatever it is. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, you just need to realize to be open to receive it through your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And also don't set a timeline. Just know that it's going to come to you at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm. And when we say that, it's going to come to you at the perfect time, and people are like, well, you know, we talk about law of attraction, and sometimes it works and sometimes
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work. And the key is how you are holding that vibration. And what I'm saying
mm-hmm.
is if you're going out throughout the day saying open to receive, but then you shut an opportunity down, like somebody giving, you know, coming up and handing or putting on your front porch a basket of corn just in giving, you know, and then you're like, well, where did that come from? I'm being suspicious of that. That kind of knocks that energy down. So, and when you're open, or when you open the door and you go, oh my gosh, I've received some corn. This is great. You know, I'm giving that as an example, but it's about the vibration. You know, what are people up to today? There are a lot of people, and actually my Joe who's visiting, you know, one of the things that she does back in Atlanta is she makes food for people who can't physically get out of their houses. Not, you know, usually a household will have somebody out that goes out and does the shopping, but there are people out there who can't drive. There are people out there who can't get out into the world, and they didn't get out into the world when the world was quote unquote normal. And so she's been cooking
mm-hmm.
food for them, and she'll go and she'll leave it for them. And she said, it's so funny because she has her, you know, her gloves and her mask and all that. And she said, you know, some of these people will answer the door, and she said, it's weird. We'll like touch the tip of our toes, like on our shoes, you know, like, thank you.
Aww.
That's their thank you. And it's so
Aww.
Sweet that she's doing, you know, so people are out there and they're giving and they're
and
receiving.
That's
there are people,
also a way
yeah.
to receive abundance is
mm-hmm.
by giving.
Mm-hmm. Well, but as
so
I say,
that's a good point.
She it's twofold because she has people that actually pay her to make meals and soups and things like that. And she did that before everything was, you know, the way it is
mm-hmm.
right now. And she was doing that before
mm-hmm.
and she's taken that abundance and what she's received from that. And she turns it over and helps people who don't have that. And it's a very different way of being. And that's one thing that we were talking about actually today. And she was saying, I just want to be able to help more people. And she's actually in the process of getting her real estate license. And she's like, I just want to be able to make more money so that I can help more people. And it's like, ah,
mm-hmm.
yes, that's
perfect.
The key right there. Yeah, you receive
right.
when you give, and you give when you receive. So
mm-hmm.
when we allow
well,
it to do
the ebb
and flow.
Well, I think it's important
yeah.
what you said about words, too, though,
mm-hmm.
Anna, because you can have vision boards and you can ask for things, but if you're going around during the day, let's say, for instance, you're asking for a new car,
mm-hmm.
and then you go around during the day, but your words that you're using with people is something like, oh, I'll probably have to get a used car. I'll probably never be able to afford a new car. So you
mm-hmm.
ask for this, but then your words are completely opposite. So we really have to be careful with our words to say, you know, I'm so thankful for my new car.
Mm-hmm. And leave it at that.
You know, and right, exactly.
Leave it at
exactly.
that. Don't add.
Don't
but I can't afford. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, don't say anymore. Just I'm open. I'm open
right.
to my new, amazing, magnificent car that I'm in
right.
my mind right now. I see I see myself getting in it. I see myself sitting behind the wheel, holding the steering wheel.
Right.
I see myself shutting the door. I see myself going down the road in this, and I'm looking at the interior, mm-hmm. of course, not while I'm driving, but I'm looking at the interior, and I'm thinking, gosh, I mm-hmm. love this. I love the color of the interior. I love the color of my car. I feel good when I'm in it.
So good.
Smells that new car smell, and yes. I love the fact that I can pull into the parking lot, and I can park my car, and I feel so proud when I get out of my car. You know, you're ramping yourself up for receiving right there, because you're in that mode. And that's why if you're listening in, I'm sure you've watched The Secret and stuff, and they tell you the same thing, but it's what they don't tell you is, yes, you are going to take inspired action, because we are in this physical form, and the universe responds to action. And you want to take inspired mm-hmm. action, because you want to maintain that high vibrational space when you are taking the action. Mm-hmm. So let that action be going out and sitting in that car, going out and mm-hmm. seeing what's showing up for you. You mm-hmm. can see, it's so funny because Joe just bought a new car, which is funny that you said that. And so she's going to be a real estate agent, and she's got this little truck, and it was adorable. And at the same time, there's no way she's going to get potential clients in this truck and drive them around. So she actually went with her mom to get the van serviced, and it was at the Mercedes dealership. And she was just kind of joking around going, hey, show me what you got. And so they're walking around the lot, and she pointed at the car and said, ooh, you know, I like that one right there. And they said, and the guy's like, well, wow, that's not even on my list, not even in my inventory. And she's like, well, okay, well, when you find out, you know, let me know. And mm-hmm. anyway, long story short, she's driving that car. And so this is a beautiful cardinal, like a cardinal red, a beautiful candy apple red Mercedes-Benz. And it's so gorgeous and so stunning. And we were laughing because we're driving yesterday to the beach, and that color vehicle was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And identical twins to that vehicle were everywhere. And it was so much mm-hmm. in her vibration that every time I turned, I had to do a double take and go, is that a Mercedes? What is that, the same car? You know? And then one time we were pulling out and somebody was pulling in, and she goes, well, there's my twin right there. And I thought, gosh, they're everywhere. But it was such in her vibration mm-hmm. to have this car that we're still seeing it. We're still seeing mm-hmm. it. And so
exactly.
And that's going to happen, folks. You know, there's evidence when that's close. And, you know, when you add the thought, well, I really don't know how I can afford it, then you cancel it, or you lower the possibility of your manifestation. I'm going to tell you that right now. And again, there are ways. The universe is going to support you. So maybe you set an intention right now to get more clients, or to get a, you know, if you mm-hmm. still have a job that, hey,
or
get promoted,
or
a great job, mm-hmm. or a better job, or a job, whatever mm-hmm. that is. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? You know, step into it. Be in it. You know, we have people, we've had callers before, especially Elisa and Liz. And it's like, you know, do you see me getting a new job anytime in the near future? And it's like, well, you know, the mm-hmm. answer is, it depends on where your energy is. Because, yes, you mm-hmm. can have a new job tomorrow. And if your energy is there, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, here, let me use my example. I applied for a bunch of jobs at the beginning of this year because, you know, I shut down my print shop and I was doing graphics, but I kind of didn't want to do that full time. And I thought I just wanted to do something different. Well, mm-hmm. and this was me procrastinating around getting my coaching stuff, because I've been a certified coach now for 8 years. Just get that practice going. And part of me was like, yeah, you know, I got to build a website, got to do this, got to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then guess mm-hmm. what? There's an opportunity shows up, and, you know, I talk about the MAP Coaching Institute, took that.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, things are starting to happen for me on that end, and I love that, and I love that things are showing up.
And you're
so
very
I
good
did,
at
and,
it. Yeah.
And I've gotten people, I've applied for jobs, and I've gotten a response like that. It's already been filled, or, you know, we're not taking applications at this time. And I'm just laughing because the universe is guiding me. It's like, no, go this way. No, go this way a little bit. No, go this way a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
We do have a hand raised now. Woohoo! All right.
So, all right.
Let's take this caller. And then if you have pulled on for us, just hold on to that. So, area code 843, hi.
Hello, ladies. It's Rosalind from South Carolina.
Yay!
Hey, Rosalind.
Hi. I'm sitting outside, so pardon the motorcycle sound.
That's fine.
By my house.
That's
I'm
fine.
Loving the conversation tonight. Manifestation.
Okay.
Law of
what
attraction.
What do you have to add to it, Rosalind?
Oh,
you're
my goodness. With Anita as my coach. But I have quite a few stories. But, you know, sometimes we don't get what we want because the universe has something so much bigger for us.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't get what we want because it wasn't meant for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can also talk about those things, but I have two car stories. I'm only going to tell you one. We were going to look at a car, and I kept saying, I don't want a white car. I don't want a white car. And sure enough, at every
you
intersection,
got a white car.
We were surrounded by white. You know how when you start thinking about something, you see nothing but that thing. So we go to this, we were on our way to a specific dealership, and I said, well, you stop here. You know, we stopped at this one particular dealership, and we were looking around, and this one car was about sunset. And there was a light shining down on the car, and my husband said, well, I already looked at that one, and since it was white. And it was almost like a dream. Lights were shining down on it, and
mm-hmm.
it was like the car had just dropped down from heaven, and the angels
oh,
were
wow.
singing.
Oh.
And the car was white, but it was like this pearly, pearlescent
yep.
white.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, my first thought was, you know, this car is probably not my price range, but I kept hearing, oh, it was like so miraculous, you know. But anyway, long story short, that car was evidently meant for me, and it was, you know, a newer model than I thought that I could get. And long story short, I manifested this car, and, I got the car.
Love it.
You know.
Love it.
Yeah, it was a white car, but it wasn't the white, milk white car.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
we can have what we want. And
yeah.
it all depends on our mindsets and, you know, we are deserving
mm-hmm.
of such wonderful things. And
mm-hmm.
I have manifested things that sometimes I didn't think I was worthy of, but the universe was trying to show me that I was more than worthy.
Well, that's what
Sweet.
I was going to mention, Rosalind, because you heard Anna talking before about, because I know you love to see people be successful, and, you know, I love your Oracle card classes. I love when you get on live, your readings are just beautiful. And I know that everything you do is to uplift people and show people how great they are. And I think that's what Anna, so beautiful about what you're saying, because that's what Anna was saying earlier about, you know, that's what we're here for with this pandemic and this change. I mean, we were here before that for this, but now we want people coming with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want mm-hmm. people left behind. Do you feel that same
right.
way?
Right. Yes. Yes. And being of service, it's almost like even more so now. And you know
mm-hmm.
for a fact that I have been absent. And I just felt like we're just so needed right now. You know, people
right.
are, you know, we know that people are getting sick, and we know that people are dying. And for those of us that are left behind, they're still suffering, you know, because, you know, there are people who are alone. There are people who, even though they are surrounded by others at home right now, that are still suffering, you know, people who suffer from depression and anxiety and, you know, that are not used to being at home with their children and those kind of
right.
There's a lot of things that we don't really think about that's not being spoken about on the news and you know, all those things that even some of us don't even want to think about, that aren't even, you know, that are not necessarily suffering from those things. We want to think about the good things and kind of, you know, glaze over the not so good things. And if we can bring some light to some of those people and spread a little joy in their day, and to help them in some way. And I knew that I had to, you know, come back online and to offer something
in
some way to brighten someone's day.
Information?
Yes.
Can you
give
us your online?
Sure. My Facebook page is Sacred Hearts, H-A-R-T-S, and the letters S-C. That's my Facebook page. And I do early Monday morning live every Monday at 6 a.m. I call it Morning Coffee Chat with Roz and the Angels live. And I give a weekly angel forecast on Mondays. And, you know, just have chat over coffee and tea or whatever your favorite beverage is for the early riser. Just have a little chat. And then on Thursdays at
5 o'clock, I think you're saying.
At 5. I think I set that one for, at 5 o'clock on to connect with how to connect with angels and fairies. That's another Facebook page that I'm an admin on. And then on Fridays at 6:30, I'm on my own business page again, Sacred Hearts SC. And I'd love to
and
have any of your listeners there.
And this is from a woman that says she's not showing up.
No, I just really felt the need to step up and be there for our community and for anybody who, you know, people are at home, they don't have anything to do, and if they felt like they wanted to be around, you know, other people and chat, or, you know, even if they didn't want readings and just to be in company. To have something to do. And this, you know, friendly people, get to meet other people. So that's my way of giving back, and you know, I'm offering discounts if people want to get, you know, deeper readings or anything. And I do give business readings as well. So you know, that's just my way of trying to give back to the community.
And Rosalind is excellent listener. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah, and usually I'm asleep this time of day. I have a full-time job, so I usually miss a show.
Well, I pulled you a card.
Thank you.
I pulled you a card from the Animal Tarot card.
Great, I love that.
And you got Sea Turtle. You got Three of Spring, is what it is. And stop to take time to review and make long-term plans, capitalizing upon your past successes, which you certainly have been doing. And it's appropriate to pat yourself on the back for all your accomplishments. But you may also need patience for the next phase to play out. So you have been being more patient. So I think that was a perfect card. And it has a turtle on it in the ocean with fish. I'll send you a picture of it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
That was a great card for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, Rosalind, we certainly appreciate you popping in on the call, and I'm glad you were able to join us.
Yes.
Thank you. It's always
and
a pleasure to hear you, girls. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Love you.
Take care. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful energy. I love it. Love it. Love it.
She really has been stepping up.
Yep.
So, her gifts are just,
Yeah. Let's say for those that are, again, that's what I'm talking about. Join this conversation. This is about inspiring people to step up or join. And there's another place that you can go and enjoy yourself and spend time with like-minded people. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I just went over and liked her page. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, good. Yay.
Well, I took some inspired action and I liked your page, Robin.
There you go.
Woo-hoo. All right, cool. Well, we've got a few minutes left. So do you want to do a card for the group, a reading for the group?
Sure.
That is listening in. Awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a fairy card because I feel like you were saying, like nature's really coming alive and
mm-hmm.
nature's missing us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to, we were talking about imagine fairies or, you know, I think it's time to open up our imaginations. And I just feel like the fairies are wanting to give us a card.
I think that's so true. Like yesterday, again, sitting there and having that blue heron, like hang out, like literally hang out just a few feet away from where I was sitting and to be able to follow
it
and to
like
follow
it. Come there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow it and then videotape it. And it was like a kind of showing like, let me turn my head to the left. Let me turn my head to the right here. Let me stretch my neck up
mm-hmm.
for you so you can take this picture. It was almost like it was striking poses for me. It was great, but I just remembered that I did a reading for somebody. We met at a park, and I was doing, not a reading, but doing a session with her, my friend Mara. And so we were sitting at opposite ends of a table, and this squirrel did the same thing. It came up, and it was just, I think I posted a picture of it on social media, but it came up, but it kept, you know how we do our sessions where we kind of do a part of it and then we kind of take a little break and then we do a part of it and take a little
mm-hmm.
break. Well, it's almost every time we came out of this break, the squirrel was just sitting again, just like 3 feet away and was just staring at me. And I'm like, hello, how are you? So we named her Marilyn and she was just this adorable squirrel. And she hung out probably for at least 45 minutes to an hour with us. So she was just hanging out right there. And she'd walk around a little bit on the roots of the tree and play there. And then whenever we'd do the session, she would sit very quietly and just watch. So I think,
proving we're all connected.
We are all connected. And so I do believe that, you know, if you're not in nature and you do now, of course, things are opening up here. So people are getting out. And I do believe that people probably weren't at the beaches and stuff. So obviously the animals sort of had free range, the birds and we saw one cat, several dogs and lots of birds yesterday. So I thought that was really interesting. And they were all being extremely, except for the cat, but extremely social. The cat was on mm-hmm. Just some rocks there, but it was really curious about all the people, you know, staying with a distance
mm-hmm.
from us, but it was very curious. It was not hiding, and I thought that was fascinating. All right, so I'm going to be quiet.
You ready?
You can do the card. Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to be quiet. I love listening to you. But these are from the fairy cards, and we got Nine of Autumn, which was perfect for everything we've been talking about. It says reward yourself for your wonderful achievement. And you should also reward yourself for how you've been handling this whole situation, however you've handled it, because it's unusual. It's not something we're used to. So if you've been feeling your feelings and continuing to take steps forward and continuing to do what you need to do, just reward yourself. And you deserve a little relaxation and nurturing, so don't forget to do that for yourself too. And, and it also says being happily employed. So those of you who are worried about employment, the card we pulled is about being happily and successfully, and it even says self-employed, which some people may not have thought of, but and also cherishing your time alone. Isn't that perfect?
Yes. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think once we part of this is about teaching us to go within and really get to know ourselves and to love ourselves,
mm-hmm.
so that when we do all, when we're all able to get together.
Just love how we're being.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we're human. We're just love how you're being, love the now, love, hopefully, if you have food in the refrigerator, love that. Love your refrigerator. You know, I mean, just look at the gratefulness, you know, things
mm-hmm.
to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, including yourself.
Love yourself. Love your heart. Love your mm-hmm. brain. Love the fact that you breathe yourself, that your blood pumps through your body, and that it sustains you, and that, you know, it's an amazing thing when you think about the stuff that you really do have, this amazing, magnificent physical body that you live in, and how it's there to have these experiences, and it's here for you. And we quite often
mm-hmm.
take that for granted, you know, and
right.
like, oh yeah, I have, most of us have hands we can pick things up on. We have feet that we can walk with. And we've got mm-hmm. a mouth we can have conversation with people. I mean, this is a magnificent time of self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So, Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in and sharing your energy with us. We really appreciate you and love you so much. Really do. I don't want to say help. It's not like anybody's broken or anything, but it's like if we can all connect this loving, compassionate, kind energy together.
Power.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to see, I want everybody to see their full potential and how empowering and wonderful
right.
and amazing you are. It's that thing
right.
that I just, it's like, sometimes you just want to shake people and go, come on, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know,
you're amazing.
Hold the vibe with me, man. Hold the vibe with me. You
yes,
know, just get excited
exactly.
about it. Yeah.
Come join us. Come play with us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So Anita and I are on every Monday night at 6:30 Eastern, and you can either join us on social media, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. If you click there, we post the shows there. Let's see, Elisa and Liz are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mary Jo Bull is on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there's usually a little surprise somewhere on Friday, probably around 2 o'clock. We are also going to be doing a show on Saturday. Not sure when that one's launching, but it's definitely the Make Anything Possible show. I'm excited about that. That's stirring in the works as we speak. And Anita, if people need to get in touch with you, please give me your email or contact info. That'd be awesome.
Okay. It's Anita at earthpathguide.com.
Excellent. So again, Anita at earthpathguide.com. You can reach me at Life Gets Better and Better, or go to Life Gets Better and Better. There are some freebies there. You can download and also connect with me. I really appreciate it. We appreciate all of you. Know that you
mm-hmm.
are infinitely loved. What else, Anita? What else?
And happy manifesting.
A happy, happy manifesting, yes. Please join us every day and get your high vibes going. Ooh, I love it. All right, Anita, thank you so much. I appreciate you for co-creating this with me, and I know we'll talk soon. So love you.
Yeah. Love you too.
Bye, everybody.